You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey now, you've got issues, and your boys in the morning have answers. All we need to know is,
what's your problem?
So, if you want to reach out to us, a couple of ways you can do it, right, Jeremy?
Yeah, go to Mix100.com, click on the Dom and Jeremy link. You can also go to our Facebook page, Dom and Jeremy on the FB, or you can find us hanging out in the metaverse at a virtual cafe having a virtual smoothie together. Just look for us.
Two straws. One glass, two straws. So this person said, please, and then in parentheses, for obvious reasons, don't use my name.
Okay.
So we will call that. We won't even give away any kind of gender or anything. We'll just call them Chris. How's that? Chris writes, I saw where that guy with CNN was forced to resign because he had a relationship with a coworker that he did not disclose.
Yep, that was big news.
Do you want to tell people what that's all about?
I'm trying to remember what it was. It was some guy at CNN who was forced to retire because he was having an affair with somebody.
Was it an affair? Was he
married? Or no, wait. No, you're right. It wasn't an affair. It was just a relationship, but it was with a superior, somebody above him, and then he was forced to resign. But it was consensual. Is the thing. Okay. It's like everybody was cool with it, but he still had to resign.
Chris writes, this has me really wondering why, that's in all caps, why is this so important? I've been in a relationship with a coworker for almost a full year, and we haven't told anyone and don't intend to. The way I see it, it's nobody's business but ours, and it's not affecting the work at all. I'm curious if you've ever asked your listeners why it's such a big deal to some people that work relationships are disclosed. I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Please, for obvious reasons, don't use my name. So we will call this person Chris.
All right, Chris.
Who's in a relationship for now, what did they say? Almost a full year.
They're really good at keeping that a secret, which I think Dom and I subscribe to the everybody probably knows. But if they don't,
probably
they're doing a great job of hiding it then for over a year.
Well, let me ask you something.
But what is that?
Try to answer Chris's question. Why is it such a big deal to people that work relationships are disclosed?
Well, going back a few years, I mean, that's how I met sweet Knickknack, is we worked together. Our cubicles were essentially side by side 20 years ago. And they probably should have separated us. Because there was a lot of flirting going on instead of working. So that's a big problem, flirting on company time.
Mm-hmm.
And in the case of the CNN dude, I wonder if it's okay if you're kind of dating on, if you have kind of an equal playing field at work. You're kind of at the same level. Whereas the CNN guy was dating one of the supervisors. So, of course, the whole favoritism comes into play with that, and maybe promotions in the future, and does he
so
get
she
an
was
advantage?
The supervisor? Is that what you're saying?
She was the supervisor, if I recall.
But she's properly. Still there.
She is still there, I believe.
Okay.
Again, I skimmed this story last week, but I mean, just a blanket, you know, whatever. You're dating somebody, you're dating a supervisor. Is that, does that look bad? It probably looks bad, right? You need to let people know. Because if there is any sort of meetings or you are up for positions or whatever, they need to remove that person that's above you that you're dating and move somebody else in to take care of your business at work. They would need to know. So they avoid all that stuff, right?
Right.
That's where they would need to know.
I can see how that happens with supervisor and, you know, employee who works, you know, under that supervisor. But what if it's just a lateral?
That's what I'm saying. If you're on equal grounds at work, like, why not? Date. See?
Right. But dating is one thing. But what about dating and not disclosing? Because that's what Chris is asking about, is why must it be disclosed?
Because, yeah, it really is nobody's business unless it's somehow affecting your work. Right?
Well, Chris says, the way I see it, it's nobody's business but ours, and it's not affecting the work at all.
It is. It's nobody's business.
But then here you have the question is, if you're in the middle of it, are you able to tell if it's really affecting the work or not? And if Chris and the person that he or she is in a relationship with...
And you know what?
If nobody knows, then I would say it's probably not affecting the work.
Right. At this point, with a year. And how awkward is that stupid conversation? You got to, what, both go into HR and sit down and be like, we're making out. You know, we're in love. That's it.
I see some lines are ringing, and we encourage that. We want to talk about this. 303-691-1MIX, 691-1649. You know, somebody could call and sound off from the perspective of another employee who either suspects or knows that some other couple's in a relationship, and why, from the outside, you feel that it's important that they disclose it.
It could be.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, so it's like, it's essentially distracting. It's a distraction to the other employees. Because it's gossip run wild. Oh, they're leaving again. Oh, they got, you know, now their cubes are together. Oh, I wonder if they're going to get a promotion. You know, it's distracting.
Phone number, 303-691-1MIX. 691-1649. Chris wants an answer. Why is this so important to disclose work relationships?
Mm-hmm. We got to know.
I know. We got some great messages that have been sent in. I want to read at least one or two of those, but we've also got calls. Let's jump on the phones, Jer, and start with Jody. Jody, good morning. Thanks for calling.
Good morning.
So what are your thoughts? What would you tell Chris?
I would let him know that although I agree with his need for privacy, it's important to make sure you disclose it, partly because influence. So, for example, if, say, his girlfriend goes up for promotion, he could influence the decision on her being hired or given that promotion over someone else.
Sure, he could be really pushing for her.
But we don't know if Chris is a he or a she. It could be a she.
Well, that's true. Either or. Either side.
It would work either way, I guess.
Yeah. So either side could influence. And it doesn't matter if you're equals right now, but as you're going up in the chain, right, it will influence and it can make a difference.
Well, let me ask you something. That's a fair point, but let me ask you, what if neither one of them has anything to do with promotions? They just are both, you know, cogs in the wheel. I mean, if they're not influencing promotions, then what's the problem?
I think they still need to disclose it, though, so that they're never going to be part of their organizational chart, right? It's more so that people are aware as you move up or as your relationship may progress.
Yeah. Is it also maybe, Jeremy, a thing that just people are nosy and they just want to know everything?
I think so, yeah. How long has this been going on? Where do you like to go out?
People are nosy by nature, Jody. We got to run. Thank you for a great call. We appreciate
you
listening and calling.
Good points. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being on the show. In fact, Tracy writes in, before we go to Mashika's call, I'm going to jump in with Tracy's message. Tracy with two E's on the end, by the way.
Ooh, fancy.
Says, I met my husband at work. We kept a secret relationship for nearly 2 years before he left to take another job. This is key. She says, I never wanted to reveal it to anyone because although it didn't affect our job, the other people in the office would think it was affecting our jobs. And if anything ever went wrong for some other reason, they would automatically assume it's because we were dating.
They would blame that. That's a
great
point.
Because people will see it through the prism of, oh, so they're dating, so that must be why, you know, this happened.
That project wasn't completed because they're over there flirting all the time. This is not good for the company.
It could be some other reason, but people will now see it through those glasses.
That's a great point. That's so good.
So, I mean, that's a fair and honest point
totally
from Tracy.
Fair argument.
With two E's. Here's Mashika. Mashika, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning.
So what do you think about Chris's letter?
This was years ago, but I worked with two coworkers who were dating, and everything went well. They both, you know, did their jobs, and everybody knew that they were together. But the days that she wasn't at work, he would go out to lunch with one of the flirty girls from our job, one of our coworkers, and she was known like at our job for being, you know, promiscuous. And
wait a minute, what does this have to do with what we're talking about?
So where do you work? No.
No, don't say where you work. Oh, my God.
Can I come
so
visit?
What does this have to do with having to disclose a relationship?
Well, I was friends with the girl that he was dating. And
so
I
you're stuck
like
in the middle, essentially.
Well, I wanted to let her know, like, what was going on. Just that they were going out to lunch. I didn't know what was happening while they went out to lunch. But I just felt like she needed to know. So, I don't know, maybe...
Well, wouldn't this be a better argument than for you not wanting to know so you're not stuck in the middle and you don't have to tell anybody? This is more of an argument of don't tell anybody, so if this guy's flirting around or whatever, you know, you don't know the better of it. Who cares?
Yeah, this is a whole different topic, actually. This is like, do you tell your friend, you know, that their SO is fooling around?
This is a love triangle going on.
Mashika, thank you very much for the call. What's your stance on this, Jared?
I will give... I'm going to read one email, and I'm kind of on this guy's side. I can see where it would go south in this situation. It's from Mike on our Facebook. He says, people don't really care when the relationship is going well, probably. The problems occur when it ends and all the bad feelings come out, and they are basically wrecking things and making things super awkward at work. So he's more worried about when things go south on this, then that's when it really starts affecting things at work. Maybe there is sabotage involved there. And maybe HR can step on, step in, and
know they're in a relationship. Then you wouldn't.
But if HR knows this is going on, they can step in and make sure there's no, you know, bad blood at work, and the work stuff's still going fine, and keep an eye out for sabotage, maybe. But hey, I'm for it, man. I met my wife at work, so I'm for it. I don't recall if anybody knew. Maybe a couple people, but we didn't go to HR and tell everybody. So I'm fine with it. Don't tell.